All right. Fade this music out a little bit. All right. What's up, Houdat Nation? Thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. We figured since everybody decided that they needed to tweet the schedule because they would be the only ones with that content, we decided to take a different spin on it. We're going to go look at the schedule, and Damon and I are going to talk about it. And then we're going to read some of the comments that people made on the Saints Facebook page and see just how smart and or stupid Saints fans can be. Right? Damon, you with us?
I'm here.
Welcome to the show. Are you drunk?
No, I'm working.
I hope so.
But if you're...
I am working on this. Are you... I don't know about you, but all right. So the schedule came out yesterday, obviously, right?
And, that's correct.
What are we looking at here? We'll skip the preseason. I think one of the first things you noted was what there was four.
In November, we play four out of our six division games.
Yeah.
So November is going to be hugely important.
That's it, right? I mean,
right.
Dear.
It really.
Lord. If you get. Yeah, if you that's almost like college, it feels like, doesn't it?
Correct. Right. Where you're playing all your conference teams.
Oh yeah, and then that's going to dictate the NFC South.
Undoubtedly, at least for us, you know, I'm not sure what the other teams are doing, but for us, absolutely. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen this before. Again, November is only division opponents. That's insane.
And then you get into December and you got San Francisco, which who knows what they're going to be this year. The Colts is a big game. That's a Monday nighter. And they clearly think that the Colts and the Saints are going to be
battling for a playoff spot, no doubt,
or something. Yeah, or just having two juggernauts at the end of the season, right?
Like, right.
Then Tennessee, which Tennessee could be very well a playoff team as well, and then Carolina. So the last three games of the season could also, I mean, depending on
absolutely
where we are, this is not an easy schedule.
Look, I was looking at it. I don't know if you want to kind of break it down. You know, yeah. I was looking at it and thinking this is a 9-7 to 11-5 schedule.
Wow.
Look, okay. I mean, we start at Houston on Monday night to open the season. When's the last time we won a fucking week one game?
Now right. It's on Monday night.
Right. So I'm going to pencil that in as a loss. Then we travel to the left coast to play the Rams the next week.
Mm-hmm. And I guess you think they're going to stay there?
I think so, right. Because then week three, we travel to Seattle. So, right, I believe the Saints will work something out and stay on the East Coast.
Yeah, I would stay.
And not do all the traveling.
Maybe but even it, do a – I don't know, can you know how in the preseason sometimes they'll practice with another team for a week?
They won't be practicing with another team because that's too hard.
Plus, you're doing game plan for the next week.
Right.
Okay.
I see a start in 0-3.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we could beat the Rams. We would have beaten them.
Right.
We are better than that team. Or we were. I don't, you know, you don't know what we're going to end up right with. I feel like they buried that Rams game, the rematch kind of a game on a Sunday. Granted, it's probably going to be the national game of the Sunday afternoon,
right,
and that's a good game
right
for that. They, but
right,
I really,
they
that,
need good game
that should have been your Sunday or Monday night. But right. I think they're hiding. The NFL. They don't want it on Sunday or Monday night because that's way too much negative publicity for them.
You know, that's a good point. That's a good point.
You can put fucking Houston? Saints Houston? Really?
Right. No, boy, you know, that is a good point. Because everybody has been saying that that it was going to thought it might be the Rams and Saints on Monday night. Because it works out perfect. Because the East Coast team, you know, traditionally right over the last several years, the two Monday night games have been on the East Coast, at least the second one, because, you know, it starts after the first. But, yeah, not a fan of it. Again, going to Seattle, tough place to play. I mean, not like it was 4 or 5 years ago when they had the league in a boom. But again, the NFL, and we hear it all the time, you know, these players are very schedule-based, scheduled, you know.
Yeah.
Don't disrupt their schedule. So even having to stay out there that week is going to, mess up their schedule. So, again, right. I can see it starting 0-3 or at best, in my opinion, 2-1.
Or 2-1. We're going to lose one of those games.
No, you're correct. One and two.
Oh, great!
But then we come home for a Sunday night game against Dallas.
And interestingly, both Texas and Louisiana games, right, are nationally
prime time games.
Yeah,
that's right.
Is that a regional thing, you think, or is that a
no? Look, man, anytime you play Dallas, I mean, they just
Dallas can't. Yeah,
they're huge. So yeah, they put them on prime time. It feels like every week.
Mm-hmm.
But then, so that's September. You know, September. I think, man, if we're 2-2 leaving September, I'll be happy. I'll feel like that's a win.
Okay.
Then you get into October and you go Tampa Bay at Jacksonville at Chicago.
And home Arizona. Against Arizona. There's 4-0. It's not an easy 4-0, but it's got to be. If you can't do that, if you can't go 4-0 and not stretch, the season's over. Because then you I love playing Atlanta at home after the bye week. Love it.
Let's say in October.
But you have to if you're going 1-2 or 2-2 in the first quarter of the season, you have to go 4-0 in the next quarter because the last eight games are not going to be easy.
Right. Let's October if we go 3-1. And then that would put us at 5-3 going into the bye week. You know, week 8 setting us up for a 10-6 season.
Yeah.
You're right. Then we get, I guess, the perfect bye because it's week 8. You know, that's kind of where you want it, midway through your season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then, like you said, then we play Atlanta at home coming off a bye.
That's got to be a win.
Has to be a win.
Then Tampa should be a win. Panthers at home should be a win.
Agree with that. Agree.
I'm not. I don't even know what Carolina did this offseason. It seems like nothing. I haven't heard anything.
Improve.
Right. Yeah. And then Atlanta Thanksgiving night again. Correct me if I'm wrong. Do you remember what was the ratings of the Saints Falcons Thanksgiving night? Was it one of the most watched Thanksgiving night games? Ever?
Yep. I don't remember. I can't. But obviously, I mean, they put Saints Atlanta on prime time just about every year.
Yeah.
Everybody gets the rivalry and understands it. This will be 3 out of 4 going on the road for Thursday night football.
3 out of 4.
You know.
Yeah.
Years in a row. Not a fan of that. I mean, the road team has a distinct disadvantage on a short week having to travel.
But I'm gonna tell you. I like that your Thanksgiving is your Thursday. You know that you're not getting a Thursday in early November or even in October. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because it doesn't feel like you're getting forced into a Thursday game. You're playing on Thanksgiving. Maybe it's a psychology in my own mind that doesn't make a difference. But
I get that.
But it is the fact. Yeah, on the road in Atlanta after a hard fought Carolina game. This is what they do to us every year. It feels like they send us to Atlanta on a Thursday night.
100%.
You know, and remember that year that we did like a Monday night game against, was it Dallas? And then we had the Thursday night or something. It was something weird. Well, maybe they wouldn't have done that. It was Sunday night. And then we had to play Thursday.
Right.
So it was kind of like the shortest amount of time anybody could possibly have.
Right.
Throwing whatever, but I'll take it. Atlanta on Thanksgiving night. That's fun. That's a good pumpkin pie, pecan pie eating, celebrating, dirty bird eating. I mean, I loved that game this year, so I want another one of those.
Okay, so that's November. We talked a while ago. that's a big time for us. And so let's say we're 5-3 going in, you know, to the bye coming into November. How do you see us going? Atlanta, Tampa, Carolina, Atlanta.
Win, 4-0.
On the 4-0.
So that's an 8-0 stretch right there for me.
Yeah. All right. Again, I see us splitting with Atlanta. I can see us going 3-1 there. I can see us going 3-1.
I think more realistic because okay. So 2-2, 3-1, 3-1. So you were 5-3, 6-7, right. 8-4 now. 8-4.
8-4. 8-4 is a good, you know. Don't right. think we'll be fighting for a home field advantage like we were last year.
Right.
But the strong playoff schedule. I mean, number right there.
Okay. So then you got the last four in December, which is the 49ers and the Colts at home.
Right. Both of them at home. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Both at home. I think both winnable games in the Superdome. So yes. That would be.
And then that should be two wins. The Colts mm-hmm. might be a loss.
Colts could be a loss, but I like it. In the dome, prime time, Sean Payton, Monday night.
Yeah, that's his thing. Know, that is his thing.
Get the dome rolling and rocking. And
that is true. The Colts are beatable. They're not.
100%.
So, yeah, I think we can win those two games. Then you go to Tennessee. That could be a little bit of a trap game, that Titans game, in a sense that you're up for the Colts. You got to prepare for Carolina next, especially if you're – what do you call it? If you're fighting Carolina for the NFC South title, right? So that Titans game is one that you overlook because you have those – not that the Titans are bad and they could catch you off guard. It's just you're not – that's not the game you care as much about. They will be good, I think. So I'm worried about that game. Okay, so then – you say, what do you go? You go 4-0, right? I'm worried about that game, but we'll still win, and we're going to be 4-0. Hey, shout out to Todd Bourgeois. He is watching right now instead of working. Good for you.
Todd seems to be our consistent
one
viewer.
So, if you got anything to say about it, Todd, go ahead and type it in there, and we can discuss. Right. But let's see. Right now, what were we coming into this last four games?
We were coming in at
8-4.
Right. No. Yeah. 8-4.
8-4. Say another 3-1.
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, San Fran, Indy at home should be wins.
And 11-5. So, or that in that Carolina game, you may, let's say we already have it locked up. You throw it away. So 10-6. I think a realistic expectation. I think you were right before we went into this. 9-7, mm-hmm. 10-6, 11-5.
Right. Depending on, like you said, depending on how the Carolina game goes, what it means to us and them at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the NFL schedule makers over the last couple of years don't think very much of Atlanta because I haven't looked at it, but trust me, they're playing Bay all week 16 or 17 games. Are against division opponents. And obviously the schedule maker think the Saints and Carolina are the two that's going to be fighting for the for the division.
Yeah. Absolutely. You could see that.
Because I don't think anyone's believing that Tampa is going to be fighting.
Poor Tampa. I mean, I like it, but there. All right. So in addition to that, we've got four nationally televised nighttime primetime games, all of them home except for the Thanksgiving one in Atlanta. I like that. Like they clearly like showing the Superdome crowd.
Sure. And that's something that's been different the last couple of years. A lot of our primetime games have been away.
Yeah. Well, then they probably saw what happened in the playoffs where they, oh, wait a minute. I forgot. This is the loudest stadium and these fans are the best.
Exactly.
And the team is fun to watch. And when they do air these games, New Orleans tunes in, obviously.
And the Nakel tune in.
Yeah. And then the other thing is you're pretty sure. I could see, for example, that Carolina game at the end of the year, if we are fighting for the spot, that gets flexed to the feature
game. Could be.
I could see another flex. Could be the early. It could be the early Carolina game. The Colts or not the Colts. The Titans game could be flex. I mean, there's a few opportunities to flex up at the end of the season too. So the Saints will, if we're playoff like we should be, then the country is going to get a lot of Saints action at the end of the season. I mean, you got the Falcons
Right.
and the Colts guaranteed. Definitely one of those other games are going to get flexed up. That's 3 out of 5 weeks that the Saints are going to get national exposure. Fitz just commented on the Facebook stream. We did mention this when we started, but maybe nobody was watching. He also shocked that the Saints Rams game is a week 2 regular and not. And we had said that on top as well. We feel like the NFL buried that game on purpose because they're too scared of the negative publicity that they're going to get whenever it's nationally televised. But we do think because it's that 3:30 game, it could be that afternoon game where it's the national game on the afternoon. I mean,
Right.
they have to show that game to the country. They just aren't going to put it on prime time
Well, yeah.
because you're not going to
Like you
have I don't even know who it is anymore. Like you're not going to have Tony Romo or whoever, somebody to sit down and spend a week interviewing all the players about this. You know what I mean? You're not going to get that.
Right. No, well, like you said, I think they're going to want to bury it, you know.
Yep.
Not they're going to
Absolutely.
absolutely. Yeah, let's not, you know, because I mean, my goodness, how many times do you think they're going to mention the NFC Championship game during that broadcast?
That's all they're gonna. How many times do you think we ought to do a drinking game for it? Like every time they show the clip
Right.
of the interference, you have to take a drink, you know?
Right.
So, by the way, you like this mug? This is one of my kids gave it to me for Christmas 2 years ago. He painted it himself. It's his
Nice.
Saints mug he made for me. Two-toned. It's even on the inside. He painted black and gold
Wow.
on the inside. Pretty good. Good job.
Wow, pretty good. Did he
And
use
then.
lead paint?
That explains the rest.
He might have used
He
lead
did put
paint.
his he put his and my initials on the bottom because he has the
Right.
same initials as me. All right, so that's some good job there. Hey, Debbie's watching. What's up, Debbie? All
Hey,
right,
Debbie.
and then we
Hey.
got now we're gonna move into something new we're gonna try out here. The comments that fans have made on the right side here. And these are comments on the Saints channel. They posted the schedule. So let's read and react. Maybe that'll be a segment. Read and react, right? So let's see. Love this NFL football schedule. Go Saints coming to Florida. Cool, thanks. Okay. That looks pretty easy. Regular season. I got us at 14-2. This guy's one of those either a new Saints fan or an eternal optimist. Fitz and Todd and Debbie, if you guys are still watching there, give us what is your prediction for a record based on the schedule. I think Damon and I came up with anywhere between 9, 10, or 11 wins. You want to see the replies these people wrote on there? Let's see. We won't finish that. Blah, blah, blah. Could lose 2 of the first 4 games. Yep, there's Zach. Somebody said they agreed with you on that. They'd be doing great if they came out of week 7 at 4-3. Yep. Let's see. All right, keep going. The team has had a ton of trouble winning their first game and their last game. Well, the last game, I mean, you can't really mess with all that, right?
Right, especially last year was done. I mean, you know,
Yeah,
Terry Briggs, you know, Terry started, so.
Fitz said 12-4, by the way. Let's see. Lucky we don't have to play the Bengals this year. And then he put the Laffies in there. I'm glad we don't have to play Cleveland, to be honest with you. This is a tough schedule. Yeah. This one says Terrence needs that we can beat New England. They wasn't showing any love with the schedule. I mean, this is the thing about the schedule where I've seen a few people make comments like that. Why? Hey, Scott, thanks for watching as well. Why people were saying like, why do we have to play the Rams again? Or why do we have? It's a tough schedule. It's part of the narrative that the NFL is against the Saints,
But
and that's ridiculous. There's
it's
a
ridiculous
formula.
because look, I mean, look, for those of y'all who don't know, the schedule is made up years in advance. You play your division twice, you play one division in your conference, one division in the other conference, and then you play the top tier team that you finish with in your conference.
Right. So the only two
that's why we get the Rams.
Right. There's only two games that are unknown. Right.
Are separate, like, right.
You can predict the schedule for the next infinity years because it's the rotation.
Right. All but two are the same.
There's two freaking games, and it's based on where you land and where they land in their
right.
respective.
And so division. Those two different games would be Dallas because they finished first in their division.
Yeah.
Who is the other? And who is
the Rams?
Chicago. No, Chicago. No, because we play the NFC West.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
The Rams, so, Seattle, yeah, Arizona.
The Bears. Yeah, the Bears.
Right. The Bears and Dallas.
Yeah.
So, you know, right.
Okay. And that's the way it is. So mm-hmm. there you have it. All right, so more comments coming in. Fitz did say he's the optimist guy. That's why he's saying 12-4. Greenbaum wants to take a road trip to Jacksonville.
That might be. Let's see. Yeah, Jacksonville might be
13th.
That would be. That's a good idea. Because if you those who listen, I don't know how much we talked about behind the scenes or. But we thought Tennessee would be a good game to go to, very close, you know, drivable game from New Orleans. But with it being 3 days before Christmas, I think kind of puts it out of contention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's a tough one to go to.
Yeah, 3 days before Christmas, I mean, yeah.
All right, then you. All right, so the more comments over here. Nothing like a four division games in a row. That's Valerie said that. Flight and hotel booked for L.A. Aaron Drake. Let's see, Michael Lumia. Somebody needs to teach this kid how to say it. He said, "Who dat say they are gonna beat them Saints?" Who dat say they are gonna beat them Saints? Kid, you went to private school, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. I'll be seeing my Saints on September 15th. Michael Perez said that. Realistically, we could go 7-1, even 8-0 before the bye. Okay, now that dude beat Glenn with the
opposite. Yeah.
Saints better buckle that chin strap tight this year. I don't know what schedule y'all looking at if the Saints slip up. They 8-8 easy. Now that guy's a realist. Let's see. This schedule may look easy, but we all have to remember other teams have made moves in the offseason. Also, Stephen Jones, good point. Brandy Fontenot wanted those Rams in the dome. I think we did too. But we knew they weren't going to be the home.
Correct. Game. Right. Again, like we had said, you schedule for 14 out of your 6 games are already who and where you're going to play is already determined.
Yeah. Now here's one. Shannon says this is how the NFL sticks it to us. If you listen to the show, you know how we feel about the NFL. But I'm going to say, this is where you lose your credibility when you go with shit like this. She's saying, on 3 separate occasions, the Saints must travel on back-to-back weeks. Well, also, we have a Dallas-Tampa home game back-to-back weeks. We have San Fran-Indy home game back-to-back weeks. We have 3 of our 4 nationally primetime games home games. I mean, you know...
Right. And if you look from October 27th to November 10th, there's a bye in there, but those are back-to-back home games.
Yeah.
You know? Right. So it, right.
You, right.
You
get the
bye
before
thing.
Atlanta. Yeah. I mean,
right.
There's an old saying, those inclined to get their panties in a bunch will get their panties in a bunch. And I think that's kind of like these people, I get it.
Right.
Yes, the NFL has problems, but shit, man, don't make everything a conspiracy.
No. You're like, we go on the road 3 times. Dallas, Tampa's back-to-back home. Arizona, Atlanta's back-to-back home. San Fran, Indianapolis is back-to-back home. So we stay.
NFL's trying to screw the Saints. They're making us play Atlanta one time in Atlanta.
That's not really right. You're letting your wine get a little too much to you. November just playing all division opponents. That's the one thing I look at like, wow, really? You know, because God forbid you get a key injury during that stretch. You know,
mm-hmm.
it puts you at a huge disadvantage.
You know, this guy, Cody Getz, says, no one can tell me that a Saints-Rams opening game of the year would not have been the most watched game in the history of opening weekend. Convince me
100%.
Otherwise. I agree. Like 100%. Not even the Monday night game like the Texans is, but, like, you know, that Thursday night opening game, mm-hmm. like the first game of the year, that should have been Saints-Rams. But, again, well, they don't want that.
Right. They're doing Green Bay-Chicago. It's the first time since they started opening the season on a Thursday night that the Super Bowl team isn't involved in it.
Yeah, what's with that decision? Do you know anything behind that? And, hey, Bivin, Bivin's watching. Hey, what's up, Bivin? Thanks for not working.
Hey, Bivin. It has something.
Hold on. We get more viewers during work hours than we do when we stream live
at night.
At nighttime, yeah. That's because people are too busy watching Survivor, I guess, or something.
I guess, but I think the Green Bay Chicago, it has something to do because they are the longest ongoing rivalry game in the league. So I'm sure it's some sort of anniversary, like the 100th year they played, or something like that.
Yeah,
that's why it's them. You know, I don't know what number it is, but it's something like that because they've been playing each other.
All right. Yeah, it's a little historical. Yeah.
Right. It's going to be something like that.
That's fair. I'll get mm-hmm. on that. Plus, I mean, like, I think.
Plus, the Patriots play on Thursday night every year. They said, well, we're just tired of seeing the Patriots. Yeah. All they do is open the season.
Right. All right. Scott Greenbaum texted on the live stream. I still don't think they'll be over what happened to them at the end of the season. 7-9, 8-8 at best. They have the talent to do better, but half the game is 90% mental. So he thinks that the NFC Championship game is going to be a problem for the Saints, that it's going to kind of get stuck in us. It's a way to look at it, but Drew Brees is better than that, isn't he?
Well, right. Well, and I think we proved it last year. I mean, even though we lost to Tampa, Tampa was on a hell of a streak early on with Fitzmagic, you know. But I don't think it's going to be I think we can move past it just like we moved past the Minnesota Miracles, you know, last year. I'm more so that Sean Payton doesn't know how to have the team ready for week one. I said that last year, and I'm still tooting that horn.
Yeah. Chris Miller Lite says, that dude's name, Chris Love Miller Lite. That's his name on Facebook. It says, screw divisions. This year we want the Rams 16 times. All right. Let's see. This one undefeated. We go on to Ram and L down the Rams' throat. Should have had us play New England in the first. Yeah, that's, I don't know about all that. That's random. And the road to the Super Bowl begins. Michael Heaton, he says, important games at Rams, Cowboys, Bears, Falcons, Colts, Titans. That's what he's picks. What would you say? All right, that's a good little game. What's the important games? If you had to pick five of the most important games, cannot lose. Clearly Atlanta is one of them.
Right. At least Carolina, Carolina.
Well, shit, you could say all the division games in that case, right?
Well, not really Tampa. I mean,
well, you don't want
to. But you have to win your division to get into the playoffs. But
okay, so you got two of them wrapped up in the Carolina
right,
and then I
would look at Dallas and Chicago because they're looking to probably lead their divisions and they'll be in a playoff, you know. Fight with them.
Yeah,
we don't have to play Green Bay, which I think will be okay.
And I would say the Rams.
Hmm.
I mean, the Colts, Titans. I don't put them as important games because they're AFC teams, but maybe important from the standpoint of, especially if the Colts are like whatever. If they're like two losses by that point or three losses by that point, and they're a juggernaut, you want to be able to beat them just for I guess.
And it's not exciting, but formulaically, right? Your division is important, and then the last four games of the year. But you know, you're assuming that you'll be in a tight race.
Yeah.
To make the playoff spot. So right, the Colts will be, and they were good last year. They were badass.
Yeah, exactly.
And so was Tennessee.
That's true. All right, then Greenbaum asked, did y'all see the Falcons' Game of Thrones schedule release?
I thought it was cute. I liked it.
It's the one good thing that has come out of Atlanta.
Right. I thought it was cute. And again, Jeff and I were talking about it before we started the stream. To me, it looks like they are acknowledging our that we got screwed.
Maybe making fun of it, like haha.
Right, but that's fine. That doesn't bother me. Like if they were making fun of the Minnesota Miracle, yeah. that got under my that would irk me or tweak me.
And but, I'll be honest. Did you see? I think San Diego did a good one. Or shit, not San Diego, L.A. Now the Chargers. Did you see theirs? They did. It was pretty cool. It was like, should we make our schedule video using only stock footage? And it was no, but in the shape of yes or yes, in the shape of no, right? The text and all that.
Okay.
And then the video, it was like, you went through all their games and it was literally just stock footage, you know, like from like iStock or something like that. It was actually pretty
funny.
Where it was like thematically, like if it were the cow, like the Broncos, then it would show like stock footage of a cowboy with a horse or something like that. Now I also like the subtle thing they did as division rivals, you know, they threw out there, it was the back of the horse. So like the horse's butt. And then they did, now what was interesting though, is they did, when they got to the Chiefs, cause they had the Chiefs twice, they showed a chef.
Did they?
Native American. And I feel like that was a bit of a safe, you know, I think they did it. For one, you could say they did it, you know, Jason always likes to call them the chefs.
Right. Well, I think that's a division rival. Right. Like they call us the Aints
I thought they were just scared and trying to be PC. Like we can't put a Native American. No, there.
I think calling them the chefs is a,
okay.
You know, it's
an insult, if you will.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then, yeah, because when they did the Raiders, it was like a kid in like a Halloween costume as a pirate. then I saw the Saints one. And I'm going to tell you what. Last year, I think it was, or the year before, remember they did all the crawfish that were wearing the little tiny helmets?
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't remember that sketch? Oh, that was awesome.
I never saw it.
It was awesome. Okay. It was, so each week they, you know, they had like a crawfish walking and they had like the, you know, the plastic helmets of the team that we were playing.
Yeah.
It was the best thing ever.
It was live crawfish, animated. Funny.
Yeah. And, or, you know, sometimes they would wear the helmet. Sometimes it was in there and like, it was different positions and stuff, whatever. So this year I was very disappointed in what the Saints did. Like, I don't know. And like this, I don't know why I feel this way, but it's almost becoming a little cliche and played out. They did the jazz music, just like I did with opening the show, actually. So, you know, like your Preservation Hall jazz music, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the brass band. And then it was it was almost stock footage in our, but all New Orleans. Like it was, it's Jackson Square. Oh, it's beignets and coffee. Hey, it's Mardi Gras. Hey, it's all the New Orleans iconography, whatever.
Iconic.
But I'm sitting at everybody else when they do them, like if you're playing the Texans, whatever the video is behind it is related to the Texans or the Rams. It's Ram-like. This was just New Orleans shit with New Orleans music, and it just put the text over it that showed whatever. I don't know. It just felt uninspired and lazy, and I just lost your video. I don't know if I lost your audio. You might have had a call to go to, so I'm going to have to carry the show. Oh, shit. Somebody say something. All right. Let's see. We'll just keep reading some of these until we wait for Damon to get back. Could very well not win a game in September. And honestly, that's not. I don't think that's a crazy statement either. I think Houston opening game weaker point. The fact that it's Houston and they're actually pretty good now, or at least should be. The Rams. I do think we win that game. I think there's no way the Saints could lose that game. So I don't know about all that. I've talked myself out of it. Seattle, we could lose that. Dallas, we could lose it if they're good, but it's at home, so I kind of feel like that ultimately could be a win. Saints have a good chance at winning the last six games. There's one like that. Proud to be a Saints fan. Payback on the 15th of September. Yep, everybody seems to be kind of lasering in on the Rams. First four games are brutal. Agree. Schedule was tougher than last year. Or was tougher last year. I don't know that I agree with that. I feel like this schedule, there's not really an easy week. Where last year we had that eight-game stretch that was hard, but a little bit before and a little bit after may not have been as intense. Although it did seem to, those last couple of games, except for the Carolina game, where Terry Bridgewater took care of things, sort of. Saints have to go on the road for all NFC division champ games. Talking about the Seahawks, Bears, and Rams. Yep, that's true. Good observation. Somewhat favorable schedule for who, Chris? I don't know. Talk about running the gauntlet. Yeah, now this person gets it. This has to be one of the top three toughest schedules. Only going to make victory even sweeter. All right. Anybody got any final comments before we cut the stream? I think we're pretty much exhausted on the schedule. It doesn't look like Damon's going to be coming back, so I'm going to end it pretty soon. Four division rival games in a row. We get to cook them dirty birds. We'll read a few more of these and then we'll kind of shut her down. Where's the Browns and the Bengals, Eric Holdsworth? I don't know. Where's your knowledge of how NFL schedules work? Gabe Jones, Drew needs to throw three passes on our first possession of this year straight in the ref's mouth. I didn't see that. He button hooked us on that one. My nerves are not ready yet, says Allison Valderrama. Oh, damn. Damon left it, and I got bigger on the thing. All right. I'm saying we're going 13-3 again. Thanks, I cannot wait. Would like to see the Cowboys and the Saints. Pamela, well, get on Ticket Spice or whatever and buy yourself some tickets. All right. Always giving the Saints a hard schedule. Well, Johnny, you know, you can't really control that. We've talked about that as well. And then, dang, well, the Saints got a hard season. Where are we partying in Seattle? I'm actually surprised that there's not as many crazy, as Buddy D would call them, squirrels commenting on here. There's a lot of just standard, that's a tough schedule. Look at the Rams. So the Saints fans on Facebook seem to be kind of measured in their response. A few outliers. But overall, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting year. It's all going to depend on if we can stay healthy throughout, I guess, and what these other teams and how their seasons play out. You always think people are going to be a certain way, but in reality, you never know. For example, Tennessee and San Francisco could totally flop at the beginning of the season. Somebody could get a key player, could get hurt. You don't know what's going to happen. This is what it is, though. I like the balance, though, of home and away. I like the bye week in the center. I like the national games at home. I like the schedule. I mean, forget about how hard or easy games might be. I like the cadence of the schedule. I know the ticket holders like Jason and Damon, they like to have 12 o'clock games on Sundays. But as a TV viewer, I really enjoy those night games. Michelle Laborde, hey, thanks for watching. Good to see you. I saw your Hawaii pictures on Facebook. Looks like you guys had some fun. But in the meantime, I think we are going to close this schedule talk. You joined just at the end. We're going to do a few more of these kind of impromptu live stream short pieces in between the regular shows and see if that can't be something rather than have to wait a week or 2 weeks in between the full long version on your podcast app. We will post this on the podcast app, though, too. So that's all the show we have for you right now. We want to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. You can follow us on Twitter for daily conversation, like us on Facebook to watch live broadcasts, subscribe on YouTube to watch or listen as an alternative to your podcast app, and if you want to listen the old-fashioned way, go to domepatrolpodcast.com.
You say, is it a love or just a flame that worries away? You're all the things.
things I've got to remember. And shine away. I'll be coming for you, I'm on my way. Take on me. Yeah.